Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. When you have it, would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. God is great. Amen. And he is greatly to be praised. Amen. The scripture says, and you were dead and in trespasses and in sins, which you previously walked according to the ways of this world, according to the ruler who exercises authority over the lower heavens, the spirit now working in those who are disobedient. We too all previously lived among those who served our fleshly desires, carrying out our sinful inclinations of our flesh and our thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath, deserving of God's wrath, just like everybody else. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love that he has for us, made us alive with the Messiah. Even though we were dead in trespasses and in sins, by grace have you been saved. But God, amen, verse 4, who was rich in mercy, amen. But God, who was rich in mercy because of his great love, he has made us alive with Christ. Even though we were dead in trespasses and in sins, by grace have you now been saved. But God, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, but God, who is rich in mercy. You deserve God's wrath. You deserve death just like the rest of the world. You deserve death just like everybody else. But God, who is rich in mercy. He loved us enough. Amen. And for a little while, we're going to use for a thought, amen. But God intercepted. Amen. But God intercepted. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. But God intercepted. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As mentioned today, and everybody knows, today is the day of the big game. Amen. The Super Bowl game. Amen. Everybody's talking about, everybody's excited about. Some people didn't make it to church because they had to prepare for the Super Bowl. Amen. Amen. We know who's important in their life. Amen. God is good. Listen, we're excited, amen, about the game. We're excited, amen. The Super Bowl Sunday here in America. The Super Bowl is the second most watched sporting event in the whole world. Amen. It's the second most watched sporting event in the whole world. However, half of one-twelfth of us, I should say, could care less about the game itself. Amen. A lot of us only watch the game itself for the commercials. They just want to see the commercials. Amen. People spend millions of dollars, amen, on a commercial. Amen. Just to put their slide in for 30 seconds, they spend about $2.5 million, and it went up. Now it's $5 million. Amen. Just for 30 seconds, amen, of time, amen, on the TV. People are spending big bucks, amen, to show the commercials, and you'll never see those commercials again after you spend all that money on getting them. And so it's important, amen, amen. And a lot of us only tune in just to see the commercials. There's another group of us that don't really care about the commercials per se. They just tune in during the halftime show. Depending on who's performing, amen, they tune in to watch the performer of the halftime show. And I heard that the halftime performer don't even get paid, amen, to be there, amen. But trust and believe, they get promoted, amen, that promotion, amen, that exposure, amen, will pay their bills. You better believe that, amen. But I heard they don't even get paid for their performance. But so many people tune in just to see the promotion. If a few times the ratings for the halftime show have been bigger than the ratings for the whole game. And there's even more of us, amen, that could care less about the game itself. There's more of us, some of us that could care less about the commercials. Some of us could care less about the halftime show. Amen. Some of us only show up for the party just to receive the food. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen. There's a group of us, amen, who care less about all the hoopla, all the stuff that go along with it. Amen. We just want the food. Amen. We're just here for the food. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Behind Thanksgiving, Super Bowl Sunday is the biggest day in food consumption in the U.S. Amen. I said behind Thanksgiving. That's crazy. Behind Thanksgiving, Super Bowl Sunday is the biggest day for food consumption in the U.S. Amen. We eat pizza. Come on. We eat chips and guacamole. We eat dip and hot dogs. We eat hamburgers and popcorn. We make wings and put them in all these special sauces. Amen. As I'm thinking about it, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Glory be to God. Amen. I can't wait to get up out of here. Let me hurry up and finish this so I can get to my Super Bowl festivities. Amen. And because of this, amen, God is good. Because of this, acid sales will increase by 20% tomorrow. Amen, because so many people are going to be consuming so much stuff, and asset sales are going to increase by 20% tomorrow. Because of this, 6% of Americans will call off of work. Amen. Because they're going to have too much fun at their Super Bowl party. Hallelujah. Some of y'all going to call off whether you go to a Super Bowl or not. Say, amen. You're just going to call off because you feel like it. Amen. God is good. Here are some other fun facts about the Super Bowl that you may or may not know. The first two Super Bowls have no footage of the actual games. Amen. They have records, of course, of what happened, but there's no footage of the games. They're believed to have been taped over by soap operas. Amen. There's no footage of them. Amen. The NFL has a policy against holding games in stadiums with climates that are under 50 degrees. Amen. No wonder the Cleveland Browns never win because they know they can't hold some Super Bowl game anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. They just say, I'm just going to give up, forget it. Oh, we can't host the game anyway, so no big deal. Amen. In fact, the Browns are one of four teams who have never even been to the Super Bowl. That's a fun fact right there, ain't it? Amen. There are over 700,000 Super Bowl footballs made in the U.S. every single year. And out of those 700,000, 72 of those are reserved for the Super Bowl. The lowest amount that a team has ever scored in the Super Bowl is 3 points. The highest amount that a team ever scored in the Super Bowl was 55 points. And there has never been a team that played a Super Bowl that haven't scored. Everybody who ever played at least scored 3 points. Amen. So everybody has already scored. So we're going to see what happens today. Amen. There have been 35 interceptions in Super Bowl history. 35 interceptions in Super Bowl history. And an interception is a pass which is intended for a player of the same team but caught by a player of the opposing team. I'm going to say that again. There have been 35 interceptions in Super Bowl history. An interception is a pass that is intended for a person on the same team, but that is caught by a person on a different team. How many are glad today that God intercepted all the plans of the enemy? Amen. God intercepted all the evil plans that the devil had for my life. He intercepted them all. Amen. And I'm here today because God intercepted. As we look at our text, we see the Word of God reminds us that sin, amen, causes us to be spiritually dead. Amen. We were all in sin at one time or another. The scripture says, and you were dead, amen, because of your trespasses and because of your sin, because of your disobedience, because of the things that you did that were against the word of God. You were dead. Dead in trespasses, dead in sins, dead in your disobedience, amen, and your many sin. You see, sin causes us, amen, to be disconnected from God. Sin causes us to be self-centered, self-focused. Sin causes us to be excuse-making. Sin causes us to be spiritual procrastinators, to put God off for later, to put the things of God off for later, to put the things that we should make important, the things that we should prioritize off for later. You see, sin causes us, amen, to take time for granted. Sin causes us, amen, to be oblivious to the consequences of our actions. Sin causes us to be careless in our actions. Sin causes us to be reckless in our decision making. Sin causes us to be foolish in our thoughts. Amen. Sin messes us up. Amen. Sin keeps us outside of the will of God. Amen. Sin is not your friend. Sin is something that we do naturally, but we have to realize we need to address where we are and turn away from our sins so that we can be what God has called us to be. Sin is not your friend. You see, because of sin, we were all spiritually dead at one time or another. Because of sin, we were all separated from God at one time or another. Because of sin, we were all foolish in our actions, foolish in our talking, foolish in our thinking at one time or another. But we must remember, amen, the guilt that sin brings our way. We must remember the shame of sin. We must understand the consequences of sin. We must realize the regret that sin brings our way. Hallelujah. Amen. We must remember the bad days that sin brought us so we can understand, amen, that we need to stay away from the sin that we have created in our lives, the sin that we do so easily, the sin that happens all like it's nothing. We have to realize it's causing us bad days. And when we realize that, amen, we understand that, and we understand, amen, what God has brought us out of. We understand what God has brought us from, amen, and we remember what he has brought us out of. We won't go back into it, amen. We must remember what God has brought us out of so that we don't go back into it. The scripture says you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world. Amen. You see, amen, we were all in sin. We were all dead in sin. Amen. We were all dead in trespasses. We were all dead in disobedience. The scripture says, just like the rest of the world. You see, we used to be like everybody else. Amen. We smoked like everybody else. We drank like everybody else. We cussed folk out, amen, like everybody else. We lied. We cheated like everybody else. We stole. We slept around like everybody else. We held grudges, amen, and were unforgiving just like everybody else. We worship idols, amen, and put things before God just like everybody else, amen. We committed adultery just like everybody else. We chased money just like everybody else. We manipulated our way through situations just like everybody else in the world. We were just like everybody else. There was no distinction. There was no difference. We did just what everybody else was doing. We looked like everybody else. We fit right in with the rest of the world. We fit right in with the rest of society. And many of us still fit right in with the rest of the world. Amen. We can't say we did it. Amen. We can say that we're doing it right now. Amen. We can't say that we used to be this way. We can say that we are this way right now. Many of us are still right now to this day fitting in with the world. There's no difference, amen, in the way you live. There's no difference in the way you conduct yourself. Although we say we believe, there's no difference in the way that you walk. And all you say you're a believer, there's no difference in the way that you talk. Amen. Although you say you're a believer, there's no difference in the way you interact with people. Amen. Although you say you're a believer, there's no difference in the way that you think and conduct yourself. Amen. Although you say you believe God and you gave your life to Jesus Christ, there's no difference. There's no difference. You fit in with the world just like everybody else. Although we say we believe, many of us are still controlled by our flesh. Although we say we're believers, many of us are still controlled by our feelings, just like everybody else. Amen. Although we say we believe, many of us are controlled and dictated, amen, our actions by society, amen, just like everybody else. Amen. Although we say we believe, amen, our actions are dictated by what's socially acceptable today, amen, all just like everybody else. Although we say we believe, amen, many of us are still blinded by the devil. The scripture goes on to let us know, amen, that when you're in sin, you're essentially obeying the devil. You see, he is the spirit behind the children of disobedience. He is the spirit behind the people, amen, who refuse to obey God. He is the one behind it. Amen. He's the one pulling the strings, if you will. Amen. And we have to understand that although, amen, we may not understand it, although we may not believe it, although we may not admit it, amen, the devil is behind our evil actions. He's behind us pulling. He's pulling strings behind the scenes. When we follow everybody else, amen, we have to realize, amen, whether we believe it or not, we are agents for the enemy. Amen. When we follow the crowd, amen, we are agents of the enemy. Amen. When we follow our flesh, we are agents of the enemy. He is behind. The scripture declares the people, the children of disobedience, even if we don't realize it. Amen. He is behind the people of disobedience, even if we don't believe it. Even if we won't admit it, the devil is behind all of our actions when we are in sin. Amen. But of course, we don't think of it this way. Amen. If we thought of it this way, amen, we'd think twice before we sin. Amen. We wouldn't just go sin and half-heartedly. We would, amen, consider, amen, the fact that we've been agents of the devil. But I'm here to tell you today that maybe you should think about that before you commit your next sin. Amen. Amen. Maybe you should think of it that way, and maybe it will stop you from doing anything, amen, that keeps you outside of the presence of God. Amen. I know we want to think of everything innocent. I know we in a society where everything has to be politically correct and everybody's offended. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, I don't care about your feelings all like that. I'm sorry. I just don't care. I care about your soul. Amen. Amen. That's what I care about. Amen. I care, amen, about telling you the truth. Amen. Even in the midst of lies being told to you, being fed to you. I'm here to tell you today, listen. Amen. When we are in sin, we are agents of the devil. He is behind the children of disobedience, letting us know that when we're disobedient, we're following the devil. I know we don't want to admit that, and we don't want to think about that, and we don't want to think in terms, amen, of us obeying the devil and worshiping the devil, but that's exactly what we're doing, whether we admit it or not, when we disobey God.
So we have to realize how important it is, and we have to think of it in terms like that so we can understand how important it is to follow after God. But you know, we don't think of it that way. We think we're just living our lives. We're just being ourselves. I'm just doing me. Come on. I'm not hurting nobody. Hey, man, we think it's innocent to smoke. It's innocent to drink. It's innocent to cuss. It's nothing to lie. It's nothing to steal. Nothing to cheat. It's nothing to sleep around. Nothing to hold grudges. Nothing to be unforgiving. Hey, man, they did this to me, so that's what they had coming to them. Come on. They should have never said what they said, and I would never cuss them out. Come on. If they didn't do what they did, I would never slash their tires. Amen. That's what they get. It's nothing. It's nothing for us, amen, to justify our behavior. It's nothing for us, amen, to say, well, I'm stressed out. That's why I smoke the way I do. You don't know what I'm going through, preacher. That's why I drink the way I do. I put them back like that. Amen. You ain't got to deal with what I got to deal with. So that's why I do what I do. Come on, somebody. We make all kinds of excuses for all the things that we're doing, but we don't realize, amen, that the devil is behind that. You see, he's feeding you these lies, and you begin to believe him so you can stay right where you are and never be delivered from your sin. He wants you to stay there. So he's feeding you lies, and you begin to believe those lies, and then begin to speak the lies that the devil fed you. Like they're the truth. But they lies. He's tricking you to make you stay right where you are. You don't need no drug. All you need is Jesus. Come on, you don't need no anger. All you need is Jesus. You don't need to hold on to grudges. All you need is Jesus. He will show you what to do and how to handle your life and your situations. Amen. We must realize when we do things on our own, we're not just doing our own thing. We're also doing the devil's thing as well. When we're just doing our own thing, we're not just doing our own thing, we're also doing the devil's thing as well. When we do our own thing, it's the devil that's controlling our actions. When we go our own way, it's the devil that's keeping us hindered from God. When we do our own thing, it's the devil that's killing us softly. Amen. He don't even realize he's killing you. Amen. You ever had somebody backstab you? You trusted them, you believed in them, and you thought they were going to do you right, but they were backstabbing you the whole time. Killing you softly. You didn't even know it. You was trusting them and giving them everything you had, and they were robbing you blind. Killing you softly. That's exactly what the devil does. Don't even know that your own words, your own actions, your own justifications, your own excuses are the thing that's killing you softly. Keeping you from God. You see, the devil is the one behind tricking us, causing us to waste time to make excuses and to put God off for later. When we do things our own way, we are blindly opposing God. You see, when we do things our own way, we are inadvertently opposing God. A lot of times when we do things our own way, we are unintentionally opposing God. We have to realize, amen, that although it's unintentional, amen, it's still opposing God. Although you didn't mean it and you didn't do it on purpose, amen, you're still opposing God. You see, the devil is God's enemy. The devil is on the opposite team. For my love and hip-hop generation, amen, the devil is the ops. Amen. He's not our friend. He subtly recruits people to become to his team. You see, no wonder nobody would ever knowingly join the devil's team. All right. Nobody would knowingly ever, amen, join the wrong squad. Nobody would ever join knowingly a losing team. So he has to trick you. He tricks you into unwittingly giving up your power. He tricks you into unwittingly giving up your authority over your own life. He tricks you into making excuses to stay right where you are. He tricks you into opposing God. We have to understand anytime that we're in sin, we oppose God. Anytime that we're in iniquity, we're opposing God. Anytime, amen, we do have ungodly behavior, we are opposing God. Amen, we oppose God with our unrighteousness. Even when it's unintentional, even when we don't mean it that way, it's still what we're doing. Come on, my wife taught me a long time ago, amen, when we first started talking, amen, we started dating and everything, amen, I was a manager at a restaurant, amen, and I was used to being in charge and in control, and whatever I said went. And every time I say something, amen, it happened. And if it didn't happen, trust and believe there's going to be some consequences and some repercussions. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we have to understand, amen, that I was used to being single, amen, so I did things my own way. I lived how I wanted to live, amen, came in when I felt like I didn't have no accountability. And so when I got with my wife, I began to talk to her like she was one of my employees. And she always tell me that I'm not one of your employees. I said, well, you need to get an application in, girl, because, amen, I'm hired, amen. Amen. Listen, she said, I'm not one of your employees. Amen. I'm used to doing things a certain way. Amen. And I told her, well, listen, I didn't mean it that way. And she said, well, just because you didn't mean it that way don't mean it didn't come across that way. Just because that wasn't your intention doesn't mean it didn't hurt my feelings. Doesn't mean it doesn't need to be acknowledged. And a lot of us, because we didn't mean it that way, we are staying in sin. Because we don't mean to oppose God. Amen. We don't mean to offend God. We are still staying right where we are. Because that's not our intention, we stay in sin. We stay bound up because that's not our intention. But we have to realize just because that's not your intention don't mean that's not what you're doing. You're still doing it, and you still need to acknowledge where you are and what you're doing so that you can correct it and be who God has called you to be. Don't spend another day as the devil's agent. Amen. Don't be, amen, the devil's agent for one more day. Don't fall for his lies for one more day. Don't fall, amen. Don't oppose God, amen, with your sin one more day. This day you can be saved. This day you can be changed. This day you can be delivered. This day you can be set free. This day your life can change for the better. This day can be your day of deliverance. Don't go the wrong way one more day. Don't make excuses one more day. Verse 3 goes on to let us to know, amen, that when we are led by the devil, we deserve God's wrath. Amen. When we are led by our flesh, we deserve God's wrath. Amen. When we are led by how we feel, we deserve God's wrath. When we are led by our selfish ambitions, we deserve God's fury. When we are led by our ungodly desires, we deserve God's rage. Amen. But this is the part that I like. Amen. As I get ready to close, verse 4 and 5 lets us to know you deserve God's wrath. Amen. Because of your many sins and your trespasses. You deserve God's wrath. Amen. Because you've been doing things your own way. You deserve God's wrath, amen, because you've been following after the devil, amen, you deserve his wrath, amen, but God, who was rich in mercy, amen, because of his great love, he saved us, amen, because of his great love, he delivered us, because of his great love, he set us free, amen, I deserve the consequences of my actions, but God, who was rich in mercy. You see, I deserve death, amen, but God, who was rich in mercy. I deserve his wrath, but God, who was rich in mercy. I deserve his anger, but God, who was rich in mercy. I deserve his judgment and his separation, but God, who was rich in mercy. But God, if it wasn't for God, oh, I wouldn't get what I deserve, but God, oh, he stepped in and he stopped what I deserve from coming to pass. Amen. God, who was rich in mercy. You see, but is used to introduce something that is contrasting with what has already been stated. And I'm going to say that again. The word but is used is introduced when something that was already stated in the contrast what was already mentioned. You see, the word but and the word interception have a lot in common. You see, an interception is a pass that was intended for a person on your team. Amen. But because, amen, you didn't play your cards right, amen, somebody came out of the blue from the other team and caught the ball that you meant for your team. Amen. It ended up being caught by a person on the opposite side. You see, an interception changes the direction of the play. Just like an interception changes the direction of the play, amen, of the ball in play, the word but changes the way the sentence is directed. Amen. It changes the course of the sentence. Amen. If I put a but in the middle of my sentence, it negates everything I said before that but. Amen. I deserve wrath, but, which means I don't get the wrath. Amen. I deserve death, but, which means I don't get to death. I deserve the anger of God, but, which means I don't get that anger that I deserve. Amen. I had to realize, amen, just like an interception changes the play, amen, the word but changes the course, amen, of the sentence that's being spoken. And when the scripture declares, but God, who is rich in mercy, amen, that phrase lets me know that phrase, but God, who is rich in mercy, changed the direction of my life. That phrase, but God, amen, who is rich in mercy, changed the course of my entire life. But God, amen, who is rich in mercy. Since I oppose God man since I was controlled by the enemy, but didn't even know it. Because I was controlled, amen, by the devil, and didn't even realize it. The devil had plans for my life, but God intercepted. I was on the wrong team, but God intercepted. I was living a life of sin, but God intercepted. I was doing my own thing, amen, but God intercepted. Amen. I was led by selfishness, but God intercepted. I was going towards destruction, but God intercepted. I opposed God with bad decision after bad decision after bad decision, but God intercepted. Amen. I was just like everybody else, but God intercepted. I was just like the rest of the world, but God intercepted. I was dead in my trespasses. I was dead in my sins. I was dead in my wrongs. I was dead in my decision making. I was dead, amen, spiritually dead, separated from God, apart from God, but God intercepted. I deserve death, but God intercepted. I deserve God's anger, but God intercepted. I deserve his rage, but God intercepted. I deserve God's fury, but God intercepted. I deserve his destruction, but God intercepted. I deserve the consequences, but God intercepted. I deserve devastation and ruin, but God intercepted. I deserve demise, but God intercepted. I deserve his wrath, come on somebody, but God intercepted. I deserve to be separated for eternity from the Lord, but God, hallelujah, he intercepted. Amen. He didn't allow what I deserve to become my reality. He didn't allow what I brought to myself to become my destiny. He intercepted. He stopped all the plans of the enemy. Amen. He decided, amen, to intercept, amen, the plans that the devil had. Amen. I deserved everything that I had coming because of my excuses, because of the way I conducted myself, because of the way I looked at life. But God intercepted. Hallelujah. But God, who is rich in mercy, he intercepted the plans of the enemy. God's grace, God's mercy stepped in and intercepted the penalty that I deserve, that I brought on myself. I don't deserve his grace. I don't deserve his mercy, but God intercepted. Thank God he intercepted on my behalf. Thank God he stopped the plans that the enemy brought my way. Thank God, amen, that he did not allow the devil plans to him, but God intercepted. Come on, put your hands together.